Welcome to Through the Word, leading you on a journey through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. Today, Chris Langham guides us through the New Testament book of Luke. Now to Pastor Chris.
Luke 9 today on Through the Word, an essential chapter about finding who you are by knowing who Jesus is. The chapter begins with Jesus sending out the 12 apostles. He gave them power and authority, and he sends them out to preach the kingdom of God. That's a key phrase. They're always preaching the kingdom of God. When they come back to meet Jesus, they meet him in Bethsaida, and he draws a large crowd, and he preaches to them the kingdom of God. Then in verse 12, it gets interesting. Late in the afternoon, the 12 came to him and said, "Send the crowd away so they can go to the surrounding villages and countryside and find food and lodging, because we are in a remote place here." The disciples have a real problem. There's several thousand people and not much to eat. They tell Jesus to send the crowd away. When you get involved in the ministry of helping people out, you are bound to come to a time when there are just too many needs for you to handle. But Jesus' response to the disciples is interesting. In verse 13, he replied, "You give them something to eat." The disciples told Jesus to send them away, but he tells them that they are going to give them something to eat. Jesus is including the disciples in this ministry. They get to be a part of it. But there's one big problem. They answered, "We have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, unless we go and buy food for all this crowd." Now, this is a challenge, and an impossible one at that. This event will also challenge the disciples and their image of who Jesus is and who they are called to be. Now, watch carefully how Jesus handles this one. "But he said to his disciples, 'Have them sit down in groups of about 50 each.' The disciples did so, and everybody sat down. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke them. Then he gave them to the disciples to set before the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over." Now, if you watch carefully, you may notice that Jesus gives thanks, and then he hands the bread to the disciples. But when was it multiplied? Did Jesus pray over it and suddenly the little pile became huge? No, it says he handed the bread to the disciples, which means they each got about half a loaf. Imagine that, turning around to face a crowd of 5,000 and holding half a loaf of bread in your hand. Where do you start? Well, they started by simply handing it out. They trusted Jesus at his word, and it worked. Everybody had enough. This story should be a great encouragement to anyone in ministry who has ever been overwhelmed by all the needs they see. You may feel like God hasn't supplied you with enough, but start sharing what Jesus provides for you. Trust and obey, and you may just get to be part of a miracle. And the next section is one of the most important in all the Bible. It's all about who Jesus is. Beginning in verse 18, "Once when Jesus was praying in private and his disciples were with him, he asked them, 'Who do the crowds say I am?'" Jesus starts with an easy question. It's easy to talk about what others say about Jesus, and the disciples answer easily. You can talk about what your friends say and what your parents or your pastor says all day long, but faith has to be personal. So Jesus cuts to the critical question in verse 20. "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" The simple question may be the most essential question of your faith. Who is Jesus according to you? Peter answered, "The Christ of God." Peter gets it right. He knows who Jesus is. And then Jesus goes on to explain. At verse 22, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life." You see, who Jesus is determines what Jesus must do. Because he is the Christ, he's the Messiah, he must suffer, he must die, and he must be raised to life. And then at verse 23, Jesus goes on to explain who the disciples are and what they must do. You see, you'll never understand who you are until you know the one who made you. As soon as the disciples acknowledge who Jesus is, he reveals to them who they are as well. You can spend your life trying to find yourself and your meaning, but you'll never understand what you are meant to do until you know the one who meant you to do it. So Jesus reveals what it means to be a disciple in verse 23. "Then he said to them all, 'If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will save it. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit his very self? So first Jesus revealed that he must suffer. Now he tells the disciples that following him to heaven will require following him on a rough road. In verse 24, he said, whoever wants to save his life will lose it. Now, to save your life doesn't mean rescuing yourself from a burning building. It means trying to give meaning to your life, living for whatever you want to try and get what you call a life. Jesus says if you do that, you're going to lose it. Everything will end up meaningless. That's what the book of Ecclesiastes is all about. But whoever loses his life for Jesus' sake will find it. Give up on all those things that the world calls living and life, and you'll find that you have all that really matters, a heart brimming over with love and joy and hope. That's what the Bible calls the life that is truly life. Now, I could spend hours trying to teach these verses. What is more important is that you spend a lifetime walking them out. Next up, we have an astonishing story known as the Transfiguration. In verse 28, about 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter, John, and James with him and went up onto a mountain to pray. As he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. After the disciples acknowledged who Jesus is, now they get a quick glimpse to see Jesus as he really is. The more you acknowledge God in your life, the more he will reveal to you his true nature. Believing is seeing. While they're standing there, Moses and Elijah show up. Peter says something stupid, and then in verse 35, a voice came from the cloud saying, this is my son whom I have chosen. Listen to him. The chapter goes on with several more great lessons on what it means to be a disciple. It closes with a series of personal challenges from Jesus to carefully count the cost of following him. Read Luke 9 today and let Jesus ask you the question, who do you say I am? Answer correctly, and he may reveal to you something about who you are as well.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Start your own journey through the Bible with our web and mobile apps at throughtheword.org. Our apps are free and free to share, so tell your friends and take the journey together. Chris Langham is the founder of Through the Word Ministries in Diamond Head, Mississippi. You can find information and links for all of our teachers on the website. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.